Kate Jamzad is in the studio with me tonight. She's the clinical manager in the Child Life and Integrated Care Department at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. She's going to talk with us tonight about a very innovative, very special healing therapy that's in place at Children's. I love the motto of Children's Hospital. It's change the outcome. And certainly the Family Pet Center is a part of that. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. So, Kate, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much.
If you would, tell us about, sort of on everyday terms, what the Family Pet Center is and how it works.
The Family Pet Center is a location at Cincinnati Children's Hospital where families and kids who've been at the hospital for more than a few days who are really missing their pets, whether it be a dog or a cat, can be reunited and spend a few minutes outside of the hospital walls just enjoying that time with their pet, running in the grass, sitting and visiting, petting soft fur.
I'm guessing that it being a hospital, there have to be lots of precautions around germs and those kinds of things. So talk about what the process is in terms of vetting this, if you will, setting it up, and physically, where does it take place?
Sure. So we have a pet center that's located right outside the walls of the hospital. It still has an enclosed space for those chilly winter days. We work with the medical team and the family very closely to make sure the patient is healthy and well enough to go to the Family Pet Center. We also have ultimate approval over the type of pet that comes. And so while we have very few restrictions, we do have a few. And we want to make sure that the pet that's visiting is okay to visit and is safe to visit. So that means baths for dogs and cats and other precautions for other animals that might visit.
I'm guessing that dogs and cats are the most often visitors, but do you have reptiles or other species that come to visit?
Well, reptiles, unfortunately, are the one type of animal that's restricted, as well as birds. But we have had Doc McStuffins, a guinea pig, visit on a number of occasions, as well as pet rabbits. And we've gotten approval for miniature ponies, pygmy goats, and a flying squirrel, none of which were able to come, but have all been approved.
Oh, wonderful. I understand that the inspiration for this was actually a site that was visited in Alberta, Canada. And were those specifically ponies that were involved in that center?
They're the only other pet center that we know of existing at any hospital, and they have a variety of animals that can visit there. Really, the inspiration behind ours here at Cincinnati was a young lady who was a patient here who had a very special bond with her pets and wanted a chance for other kids to visit with their pets here, too. So we are the first place in the United States to have a center.
I'm just a little curious about what actually happens when the pet and the child are reunited. And if the child's physically able to, is they're literally running around with the pet, lolling in the grass? And how long does it last? How long does a visit last typically?
Usually our visits last about an hour, but it depends on how the patient's feeling, how the child's feeling. And we have two distinct areas within the pet center. One is your typical kind of grassy backyard setting where there's a bench where the patient can sit and interact and the dog or cat can run around and just have some of that outdoor time. And then we have a space that's a little bit more enclosed and has heaters and a more comfortable place and can also accommodate a patient's bed. So depending on the condition of the child, they can have a more relaxed, quiet, calmer experience. The inside space also accommodates some of those smaller pets we might not want out in the grass running around.
What kinds of things, so to speak, what kinds of conditions are around making this possible for the child? You know, for instance, if a child has something contagious, is the pet visit not possible for them? But if they're there for chemotherapy or extended therapy some way, is that a likely candidate?
It is. The majority of our patients who've come down at this point have been patients who are being treated for cancer because they tend to be in the hospital longer. But even some of our patients who have otherwise been in isolation and not able to interact with anyone else are still allowed down in the pet center. It's a little bit more difficult navigating the hallways to get there. That's our biggest challenge with all of the construction going on at the hospital any given time. But even our most isolated patients, those who aren't allowed out of the rooms otherwise, have been able to get to the pet center.
This is such an impressive program, and I'm sure that a lot of work went into creating it. And there were two people in particular who seem to have headed up this center. So you want to talk about the work behind it that went into creating it?
The inspiration was a patient who really had a special bond with her dogs. And working with the Cancer Free Kids Foundation, which is based here in Cincinnati, they applied for a grant with Impact 100 and were given a $100,000 grant in order to build the center. So Cancer Free Kids partnered with Cincinnati Children's, and we spent well over 6 months designing and building this space that would be a perfect setting for families to interact with their pets. So it's really a tribute to those two wonderful organizations, Cancer Free Kids and Impact 100, that we have the center we have today.
And this was all locally. You know, you are, as you said, unique. So I'm sure that there were a lot of troubleshooting, a lot of figuring out designs and so forth that went into this.
Absolutely. Hospitals have significant design and building rules, more so than any other type of building, as you can imagine. And so there was a lot of work that went into the design process and a lot of thought as to make it the most comfortable for families to be able to get there. So even where families would park, we have a special designated paw print spot that's within 100 feet of the center so that families can easily get their animals there, and then doing practice runs from the patient room to the pet center to make sure that everything would be smooth to get them there.
While you have overall responsibility for the center, you do get down to the grassy area sometimes. So what's it like to see kids reunited with these special critters in their lives?
We've had a number of families get to spend some time with their pets. And the one thing that always rings true, I think, for them and for us, you get to witness it at the hospital, it's the one chance they've gotten to feel normal again. They really are in a place that doesn't feel like a hospital. They're with the people they love and the pets that they love, and it's just a chance for them to be kids, and it's that type of joy that we really love to see.
We live in this analytical society, so while most of us, I would say, intuitively know the benefits of a person being with an animal they love, I'm guessing that there's ongoing research that has to be a part of this too. Is that true? And how is it done?
There is ongoing research. We're about to embark on a research project that will look long-term over the effects of the pet center and really what that individual child is feeling when they are reunited with their pet. And so it's a lot of asking questions, observing the visit, really feeling how it's impacting for that family, because we know for every family they'll feel it differently and it will have a different impact for them. So we're excited to be starting that research.
I want to thank you very much for visiting with us tonight. And most of all, thank you for this wonderfully innovative family pet center. It's just a marvelous thing to think of in kids' lives who are healing. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
I've been talking with Kate Chamzad. She's the clinical manager in the Child Life and Integrated Care Department at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. And we've been talking about the Family Pet Center. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.